Beneath your feet there is a hut, more or less round in plan, with a hall open to the south. Thanks to the materials found inside and to several samples of burned vegetable remains, which were analysed using carbon dating, we know that it was built and used in Roman times. The hut was built with rough slates bonded together with mud. On its earth floor, a large slate slab was arranged as a hearth, the place where a fire was lit for cooking and heating of the house in winter. From the time of its abandonment, the hut, like the rest of the hill fort, decayed, not only due to the passage of time and the weather conditions that ruined the walls of the structure, but also due to the actions of stone robbers throughout history, taking the stones and reusing them for other buildings. In fact, the hill fort, once abandoned, became a coveted quarry for stones ready to use. Many of the oldest houses of Taramundi are likely to have been built with stone coming from the castro. Structure number one, like almost every Roman house, was roofed with a wooden frame to which slate slabs were attached by means of iron nails. This type of roofing has been used until recently and can still be seen in some modern constructions at the entrance of the hill fort. The inner surface of the house exceeds 17 square metres. That would be equivalent to a comparatively large room in a modern house. We must bear in mind that the owners would only use it to perform everyday tasks such as cooking and sleeping. As it has already been noted, the hill fort had a long sequence of occupation, with new construction being built on the remains of the older ones. Although this fact made it difficult to excavate, it has also been a very worthwhile situation for the archaeologists, since it considerably increased the amount of historical information provided by the settlement. The excavation of deposits on which Hut 1 was built uncovered part of two other wooden structures, probably an early point of the Iron Age. Only the slate wedges have been preserved, which would have been used to stabilise the vertical wooden posts forming the architectural frame of which these primitive houses were built. To the southeast, and very close to this hut, was a second one, also made of wood, from which only the foundation ditch dug into the rock was being preserved. In panel 2, a photograph taken during the excavation showing the remains of the wooden huts can be seen.